Yeah, I'm glad to be here. It's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed everybody in that locker room and the coaches and everybody in this building.
What did Chuck and tell you as far as what role or opportunity you do have here?
Well, I think you just go out and you compete and you try to earn, you know, whatever you can. So it's just about competing, trying to get better every day, and, you know, that's the goal.
What are you looking at? Are you looking to be the number three quarterback on this team? Are you looking even beyond that? Like, what's your goal?
I'm looking to get better every single day I step foot on this field.
How helpful was the time you spent with Tom House as far as improving your
defense? Oh, it's great. Tom and Adam, they're awesome. Those guys really know biomechanics, and you know, spent hours and hours with those guys working, so I enjoyed it.
How important was it to have a full year to dedicate to changing your motion instead?
How helpful was it?
Yes.
Well, it was very helpful. You know, when you get an opportunity to try to really just dig deep and train to get better, you know, that's always helpful.
How different was it the fact that you couldn't do it for a full year like you were able to before?
No, it definitely helps. You're able to just really figure out what you want to work on and go work on it every single day. And you really have a process. And not just one day, not one week, but a process of going through it.
Tim, how does it feel to be back out here?
It feels great. I love playing ball. And it's really great now that for the last 3 days being able to go against the defense and run around and throw. It's just, it's so much fun.
Why do you
think you were out of football for 2 years? Why was that the case? Obviously, you wanted to play football.
Yeah, you never know. There are a lot of things that are out of our control. And for me, it's just about, during that time, was trying to improve. And when you get an opportunity, try to make the most of that opportunity.
How hard is it to do what you're trying to do, which is come back after a layoff like that?
I don't think about it that way. You know, I think about it as what a blessing, great opportunity. Work extremely hard every day. Try to be the best teammate I can, be the best player. You know, make everybody else around me, try to make them better as well. And all of us are just trying to improve.
Go ahead. What are your impressions on Chip Kelly so far?
I really like him. I think he's an innovator. He's someone that wherever he's been, he's changed how the game has been played. And you know, in a lot of different ways, and so it's really fun to play for someone like
Tim,
that.
Tim, there's been a comment that you came in here as a camp arm.
Do what?
There was a comment made that you came in here as a camp arm. Did you look at it differently? Did Chip in any way explain that was part of the process?
You know, for me, it's the same thing. It's just coming out here, enjoying it, enjoying the opportunity to play football, because I really do love doing it. And when I get this chance to take advantage of every opportunity, come out here, do my best, improve every day, and enjoy every moment, like I said.
How does Chip's ball system help your style? How do you fit well with it?
I like it. I mean, it's a lot of fun. You know, I've done some similar stuff in the past, and I really enjoy it. I think it's an offense that really keeps defenses on their heels in a lot of different ways, with tempo, with formations, playing fast. There's a lot of different ways that you can take advantage of certain things in this offense.
Can you play any other position, or would you, if special teams had to be part of what you did to make this team?
I hope everybody knows that I do whatever I can to help the teams. But I enjoy playing quarterback, and you know, I believe that's why I'm here as well.
Chip said your mechanics have improved from when he saw you 2 years ago. How much do you think you have improved? More comfortable are you with your throwing?
I feel a lot more comfortable. I feel a lot improved. And you know, hopefully, when you dedicate that much time, you do get better. So, yeah.
Tom House said that a lot of the changes were like with your front side. Can you kind of, in 25 words or less, kind of talk about the improvements?
25 words or less.
Mechanics
You know, just try to work on certain things, balance, posture, sequencing, timing. So many different things go into it, and so it's a process of just, you know, it's not just one day or one week, like I said, but you really have to, you know, work from the ground up and really slowly try to improve on everything, and then let that become muscle memory, and then try to master that.
When you played in New York, the Jets had asked you, and you had wanted to bulk up quite a bit. Where are you now, you know, in terms of playing weight, you know, that flexibility, all those sort of stuff?
You know, right under 250, which is, I feel, a pretty good weight for me. And I was a little bit heavier probably then, but, you know, feel pretty lean and feel great.
What do you think Chip saw in you? Like, why was this the perfect landing spot for you at this point?
You know, I think you'd have to ask him that. For me, I'm just thankful for the opportunity, and I'm blessed to be out here, and I will work extremely hard with every opportunity that I get.
Do you recall anything from the joint practices? Anything from the joint practices here a couple years ago? The joint practices?
Do I remember anything? Yeah, I remember. It was, it was a lot of fun. I believe we were probably out here 3 days. And, it was really good practice. It was very intense, very competitive. Obviously great coaches on both sides and a lot of great players. Very competitive, fun, and I think both teams got better.
Tim, I know Chip and Urban have had a longstanding relationship. Is there a carryover at all, like stuff that you can recall from that makes you more comfortable playing in the offense here, the system here, or even the program in general?
Well, the system's not the same, but there's certain things that you do in systems that can that there is some carryover. So yeah, there's some things that I did in college, or some certain reads, certain footwork, things like that that have a more of a carryover per se than other offenses.
I know it's early, but you got context having played for the Patriots and the Jets and the Broncos. Do you feel like this place is a better fit for you than the other three?
Well, all I know is that I'm enjoying this process, and I'm going to take it day by day and try to improve, try to get better, and also enjoy this, enjoy the opportunities. I think sometimes when things get taken away, then you don't realize how much fun it is to come out here and play this game, and you can't play it forever, so I'm going to enjoy it.
After being out of football for 2 years, when you got that call from Chip, I mean, how excited were you that moment you actually were getting back into it?
Oh, definitely excited. Excited to be an Eagle, excited to get the opportunity to play ball, excited to get the opportunity to play in this offense, play for an innovative coach that obviously I've watched him for years and years now since he was at Oregon. And, he's doing special things there. And so, I was super pumped.
What did you do fill the competitive void you didn't have playing football?
Do what?
What did you do to fill the competitive void?
Oh, I still competed. I trained every single day. You should have seen the Tebow Turkey Bowl. It was the craziest thing ever.
Tell us about
that. I'm serious.
Were you worried that you might not?
We even had uniforms.
Yeah, but there's nothing like
this. There's no special teams in that, man.
Good Morning America can't exactly, feed those competitive juices, or can it?
Well, you try to compete at everything you do. I think when you're a competitive person, and whether that's training every day, whether it's going to play hoops, whether it's throwing the ball, whether that's, what I was doing on TV with, ESPN and GMA and everything, I enjoyed that and competed at it. You always want to do your best. Whatever hand finds to do with all your might. That's something I believe in. So I take that into everything I do.
Tim, there's a thought that you'd be perfect for the two-point conversion. I mean, obviously, in your mind, there's more to it than that. I mean, do you think you're being shortchanged by people saying, well, with the two-point conversion, he'd be the guy? I mean, is there more to that for you?
If they are saying that, then I guess that's, they look at it as something that I can do to help the team. But I don't really worry too much about what's being said. I just worry about what I can control. And that's every day when I step foot in this locker room, being a great teammate, coming out here with great energy, great effort, great focus, and trying to improve. That's everything here, is just improving every single day. And what is greatness for you? Greatness is improving. It's making yourself better every single day.
How was the quarterback room been with Sam Bradford, Mark
Sanchez?
It's been
great. Those guys have been awesome. It's been a lot of fun. We've been working hard, just all of us trying to improve. And so I've really enjoyed it.
How is the dynamic with Mark different than when you guys were together in New York?
I think, we had that relationship for a year and we saw each other certain places. So I think it's just deeper. It's more evolved. I think it's a good relationship. I have a lot of respect for him. And, I think we just try to make each other better and everything.
Does the context of how you came here versus how you came to New York change that? And maybe where he is too in his career?
I think it's just with all the quarterbacks in the room, it's understanding that we're all trying to get better and we all have goals, and and just being able to work together and push each other to get better and really make that room a room that is a lot of fun to be a part of. It's a room where there's a lot of competing, but there's also a lot of enjoyment.
How do you see your skill set and the innovations that Chip Kelly brings to the game as a fit?
Well, I think one thing that Coach Kelly does really well is he you know, he plays for the strengths of his players really well. That's what a lot of great coaches do, and he's done that depending on who you are. And but that goes with every position. It's not just quarterback. It's everybody on the field. You know, great coaches put their players in positions where they can do well, and that's something he's always done.
Chip has talked about building a culture here, and he's obviously made a lot of changes trying to find his guys. What do you think of the culture from the short time you've seen?
I think it's a great culture. I think there are a lot of good guys in that locker room. There are a lot of guys that want to show up and do their job to the best of their ability, improve, get better, you know, to the fact that guys are actually allowed to stay and work afterwards, that they will, and, you know, they push each other, and there's always, there's a great chemistry, and I think that chemistry can grow into respect and trust and hopefully to believing in each other, you know, pretty soon.
How's your view of playing the sport, your passion for the sport? How's it changed in the 2 years since, you know, you were out of the league?
Well, I think I've always loved it, but I think you appreciate it more now. And I appreciate every opportunity that I get every day, being able to come out here, no matter how hot it is, no matter how much you've been running, no matter how the workout was. It's just, I think you embrace it, and you embrace that grind even more, and you find joy in it, especially in the hard stuff.